It's tea time again. You are welcome to join me around the table as we feast from God's Word. It is our prayer here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church that this podcast will teach, encourage, and admonish us ladies to be the wives and mothers that He has designed us to be. May He overflow our cups today from His Word. Hello, ladies. Today we're going to dive into the temperaments. As a recap, we introduce the definitions of a temperament, character, and personality. We also recapped how to keep our temperament in balance. If you do not know your temperament, I want to encourage you to take a quiz to match yours. You can download or do one online. Just make sure that it's the same temperament test from LaHaye's book. So we're going to look individually at these temperaments. There are four different ones: the sanguine, choleric, phlegmatic, and melancholy. Now, once I go through these temperaments, you may say, my child has some characteristics of this one, but not all the characteristics of this one. This is because no one has all temperaments under one temperament. There are 12 different blends of temperaments, and we'll go over all those later. This is where, whenever we go over the different temperaments, you're going to have a light bulb that goes off that says, aha, now that is my child, and that blend is my child's temperament. So, just as a reminder, I want to encourage you to know your children, spend time with them. Remember, time equals love. Learn their behaviors and their actions. Don't be quick to assume because they're your child that you know everything about them. Remember that they're a blend of at least four grandparents and two parents, and that they are their own individual. Let me also interject this as well. We cannot compare our children. There will never be but one of them. We cannot discipline or teach our children the same. I have three girls. I've disciplined our three girls differently because they're three different individuals. I homeschooled our children. I've homeschooled all three of them differently, totally different actually, because they're different individuals. But Mama, we just need to remember this. We are raising adults. They are their own little person in which it's our honor to shape them into the godly individuals God wants them to be. So, next we're going to go into the overview of each temperament. This first one, the talkative and fun-loving sanguine. So, sanguines are very talkative. No one is a stranger to them. Everyone is their best friend. A sanguine will stand out in a group of children as the loudest. The world is their stage, and they will show off to get the attention of others. They will be the first to be heard and seen in a room. They are more daredevils. They climb on things, acting without thinking, and they have no reservations. You have to really watch them carefully. Sanguines act on impulse, and then they think later. They are usually the life of the party. So let's look at their strengths. They're people-oriented, like I said, very friendly, easily to be liked. Usually they have a crowd around them. They have a strong connection to be a help because they love people. They generally have quick mood swings, but they also can adjust to disappointments and make the best of situations because they can flip back and forth in their moods. They may be disappointed, but, oh, well, I can do this. So that's a positive part of their strength. Weaknesses. They could be a good student, but rarely are they because they're too busy getting attention from other students. They are restless and often distracted in school. They need affection and attention very often. So they need instant gratification often as well. So this can be draining to us as parents because they need that constant affection or attention. They have little self-control as well. So those are their weaknesses. Sanguines also need close supervision or they fall easily into temptation. They don't know stranger danger because, like I said, everybody is friends to them. They're one of these kids that will go up to anybody in Walmart and talk to them. So they are prone to be followers and their peers can lead them to abuse and other bad decisions. So we need to be, as parents, if we have singles, we need to be careful who their peers are, who their influences are around them. A good verse to memorize raising a single child is this, 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. But will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. He may walk in and out of fellowship with Christ as well, because he's more prone to be a follower, but will easily repent most often. Sanguines give their hearts to Christ usually at an early age if they're exposed to the gospel early. So this next temperament that we'll go over is the independent and self-sufficient choleric. So AKA the strong-willed child. Okay, one of the earliest temperaments to discern in children is the choleric. By 2 years of age, he will have developed an independent spirit that will attempt to do things independently that most children wouldn't do until later. You heard of the terrible twos, right? They sported early. I have a child with a choleric temperament, and she exhibited this strong temperament around 18 months of age. A choleric child climbs out of the stroller or walks through a shopping center unassisted because they have a determination, they have their own mindset, so you have to watch them. My choleric child at 18 months of age, I just want to give you an example of something that happened to us. I'll never forget it. She was 18 months of age. She didn't want to go shopping anymore. We were out shopping at the mall. We had our whole family with us. She decides, I'm done with shopping. So I was looking for a dress. I turned around for a minute. She unbuckled herself out of the stroller. I looked around. She was gone. Jonathan and I panicked. We had our family looking. In a few minutes, we finally found her smiling. When we opened a mound of dresses in the middle, that mound of dresses on a clothes rack, we looked down with her big eyes looking up at us saying, I'm tired of shopping. She never did that again, needless to say, after her daddy corrected her, but she was bold by taking the initiative to go away from us, go out of her stroller and go away from us because she decided, hey, I'm done with this shopping. If you're going to be done or not, I'm getting away from everybody. A choleric is easily seen as strong-willed, like I said before, and having a determined spirit. Susanna Wesley, a mother of 19 children, once said the self-willed child must be broken and brought in subjection before he reaches the age of 2. She must have found the right information with her 2 sons that shook 2 continents of Great Britain and North America with the gospel. So she had some idea of what to do with a choleric child. It is the will that must be broken and not the spirit, though, of a choleric child. So we see the strengths of them. If submitted to God, they will be strong enough to lead against sin and take a stand for the Christian faith. They are wonderful leaders, thinking clearly and decisively. They have the potential to be very influential. They are not easily persuaded. They will fight for what they believe is the truth. They're not emotionally driven, and they're not wavering, going up and down with their emotions. A choleric person is honest and straightforward, almost brutally straightforward, by the way. But some more strengths is they're self-sufficient. They have a definite stand on issues. They're well organized in their minds. They're outstanding leaders, like I said before, motivated, productive. Often they can supervise other people. They're great craftsmen. So let's look at their weaknesses. They can be hot-headed because they're always right. Clerics tend to gravitate to other temperaments whom they can lead and dominate. They have the feeling of being in control. They need responsibility and leadership. They can have unreasonable demands or what they think should be done. It's important to lead a cleric to the Lord in an early or young adolescent age because to decide to follow Christ may be slim when they get older. Because we know that Christ can do the impossible. He is the God of the impossible. But the Lord can do all things. But the choleric child, they have a harder time trusting because they have this motto in life that I can do it myself. They don't sympathize well with others. They're not good with details. So a good verse to keep on your heart if you have a choleric child is this in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Discipline can be wearisome with a strong-willed child. It can wear you out. But remember that your child is worth fighting for. The writer of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 says, he talks about there about the Lord chastising us because he loves us. It says, now no chastising for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. We must daily be spirit-filled and ask the Lord to help us so we can not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not in correcting our children. And that we daily ask the Lord to help us to temper our children in the right character for the Lord. So the purpose is not to change the temperament of our children, but to learn the strengths and weaknesses of them. This way we can strengthen their weak areas and encourage their strong areas. Let me give you an example of that. Victoria, my baby, has sanguine in her. She loves being around people. She enjoys life. She's going to have fun wherever she goes. She likes to be involved in everything. But now I'm an introvert. If I'm an introvert, I'm very quiet. If I suppress her natural temperament to be outgoing and try to make her to be quiet and to be herself, I'm doing an injustice to Victoria. Because she is not me. Victoria's her own person. I can't make her to be me because she isn't. God has a plan for her life. And it's my job to guide her according to the Word of God and to strengthen her strengths and also help her weaknesses. Let me give you another example. Jonathan, he has some choleric characteristics. And Jonathan, talking to my mother, wonderful mother-in-law, she talked about him being very strong-willed. And some days she was weary. And she talked about that Jonathan was worth fighting for. And the days that she was weary and disciplining him and trying to mold him in the right character for the Lord, she would get weary and she would tell me, she would encourage me because she knows I have a child that has a choleric temperament. She said, we have to fight for our children on our knees and that our children are worth fighting for. And I'll never forget her encouraging me in this. You know, and last night, my husband was preaching in another church and the power of God was on his life and was on him. The power of God is on my husband's life. And I'm thankful for his strong leadership capabilities and that I was listening to him preach last night. I was praising the Lord when he was preaching, thinking that how God used my husband. And that, see, I'm thankful for my mother-in-law and that she fought for Jonathan and that she prayed on her knees for God to use him and to direct his temperament to be spirit-filled. And that now that God uses him as a strong leader and that he has goals and he is a strong leader, a wonderful leader for the work of the Lord. And that she fought for her child, and that it's our jobs as parents to fight for our children, not be weary, that every day ask the Lord to help us. And just I was thinking that as how God is used, and I'm thankful for that. To God be the glory, that we all need to look at our children with their abilities and what God can use them for and their strengths, and to help them with their weaknesses. That we need to remember that with our children, until they get saved, they're not going to be spirit-led until they have the Holy Spirit indwelling in them. That we need to remember when discipline our children that we should stay consistent. But remember that the best thing that we can do for them is to pray for the Holy Spirit to speak to their hearts, that they would get saved so they can be led by the Spirit of the Lord and their temperaments. My child that has a choleric personality, part of them has a choleric temperament, until they got saved, it was a real battle. But after salvation, they had the Holy Spirit in their heart, and that navigated them to be more Spirit-led, have more of the strengths of a cleric than the weaknesses, because the Holy Spirit led them. So we need to remember this in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32, he that slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Like I said last week, we'll never be able to control our child's temperaments if we're not controlled daily by the Holy Spirit. But we need to be in prayer in our prayer closets every day. I want to encourage you again today. Daily pray for our gifts that's given to us. But I'll close this podcast today with these two temperaments. And we'll go over some more next week. But I want to encourage you today that our children are worth fighting for. Remember, they're our gifts from the Lord given to us.